This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, and Macca's feeling a little bit frustrated. What's going on, Macca?
And you're lucky the microphone was off then.
What's going on?
Well, I want to speak to Graham Ashton. Do you know he retires on my birthday on the 26th of June?
Yes, I did know that, Macca. Your 62nd birthday, Macca.
Oh, thank you. I'm still too young to get a pension. I don't get a pension until I'm 67.
You don't want a pension,
The bastard's Macca. Changed it, you know.
You don't want a pension.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I can be fantastic.
You do not want a pension, and besides, you don't actually qualify for one.
Well, that's not the point. That's not the point.
Stop being a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Here Look, we go. I think that might be the police.
I think it might be the police probably ringing up to tell me off.
Here he is. Okay, we are about to have a conversation with the outgoing police commissioner, Graham Ashton.
Graham Ashton. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, I've had some phone number challenges.
Oh, you're not the only one. You're not the only one. Look, first off, Graham, I've got a message here, and this is from Wayne Gatt from the Police Association of Victoria. He wanted, I told him that you're coming on today, and he said that Graham has the ability to succeed where others fear to tread, to work collaboratively with police and their representatives to bring about positive change for the community. He says you've been a fair chief commissioner and one who's worked with him and his colleagues to support members, particularly in relation to their mental health. This will be a great legacy for you. They wish you well. And he says you have their respect. You're a bit embarrassed by that, aren't you?
Oh, they're very kind words. It's always I'm always one of those people that sort of it's trouble accepting praise, but it's nice of him to say so. And, he's been a very professional secretary at the TPA, and I think he's taking them a long way. And I think he's being such a young man, he's got a great future, and I think that the TPA will do really well under Wayne. But I'm very appreciative of his comments. He's certainly mental health particularly, and safety has been a key thing I've tried to focus on. So,
And really, Graham, that has been, you know, I remember at an event that I was at where I saw you and Wayne speaking. You'll remember the name of it, the Great Long Walk that you guys did.
Yeah.
And that was about mental health of existing but also retired officers, and the recognition what a challenge this is and what a big issue it is in the police force. It's also an issue in other emergency services, and I think you will be absolutely remembered for that. That shows real leadership, asking the difficult questions and taking action. The work you've done and the number of times you've been in here, and I hope you're not a stranger. We'd love to talk to you after you're retired. In fact, I'd like you to come in and host a show with me.
Okay, that sounds like a challenge.
No, just think You'd like, but
you won't need to do much, Graham. Seriously,
no, you just listen to me.
Now, Graham, I want to just say something as well, if I may. I want to thank you for your generosity with your time.
Yes,
you've been very accessible to our community, certainly through our show, but through a number of other means as well. And thank you for the leadership that you've shown for the Victoria Police Force in the way in which it works with our communities. So, thank you on behalf of our community. If I can do that, Macca, can I do that?
Well. Look, as in all these things, I agree with those remarks. Not everyone's going to agree, Graham. No, that won't surprise you. But you've had the courage to come in and talk about the issues, the challenges, as has your successor, Shane Patton. And that is a big change. That is a big cultural change that we've seen. Started off by Ken Lay, continued by yourself, and I feel really confident Shane Patton will continue that. Look, there's a couple of hard questions I want to ask you, Graham.
Okay.
One is the injecting facility.
Yep.
Your predecessor supported it. You support the current one. Shane Patton is supporting it. Why do you as a police commissioner support that facility?
Well, I certainly haven't been, for example, pro the legalisation of drugs, because I haven't seen... Excuse me, I haven't seen an alternative plan that would talk about how we would avoid, you know, an increase in road trauma, an increase in community harm. So, you know, I haven't been in favour of that, but this is a different my book. This is something that is saying, well, we're not condoning and encouraging the use of illicit drugs because it is so unhealthy and so bad for you. But if you're going to take it, we'd rather you not die from it. Here's an opportunity to do it safely and try and make sure that we can work on your addiction. And it's an opportunity to actually engage and reduce the number of people who are addicted, particularly to heroin in these injecting rooms, reduce the number of people who are addicted and then get them on a better path and a healthier path. And I just see that from a health perspective as being something we need to support and obviously try and deal with the crime issues that can sometimes sit around these things, and that's what we've been working on, trying to ensure from our side of things that we can deal with that effectively.
Do you support the establishment of a second facility, Graham, in Melbourne?
Well, it's a trial, and again, you know, it's about learning about it, and it's new to our state. The Richmond experience has been a new one for the state. So, and similarly, Shane has indicated his ongoing support for that trial as well. Yeah.
Now, just something lighter, Graham. I believe your John Sylvester has written about you own 12 barbecues.
Yeah, last time I counted.
Is this a bit of a fetish, mate? You got a barbecue fetish? What's going on?
Yeah, it could be described as that. I love barbecue, and I do. I love everything about barbecue, whether it's grilling a few sausages right through there, putting things on spits, and I'm into all of that, and it seems to have no boundaries for me so far. So I guess it does qualify. Okay.
What does your wife think?
Oh, I think she likes the fact it's an outlet for me, and she's very supportive. Although when another one turns up at the house, she'll raise an eyebrow.
Because it's actually, you've spoken about this. This is actually for you. This is a good outlet. It's a good way to express yourself and relax, and for your mental health, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think it's. I don't know. Just for me as well, it's a way to connect a bit from my childhood because my dad was a butcher, and his dad and his dad were butchers, and in a way, it's gotten me. I went on a different path, and in a way, it sort of helps me to reconnect to my memories when I was a kid in the butcher shop, you know, with all the meat around and dealing with the cuts of meat and barbecuing and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's a bit of that too for me.
Graham, this may be the last time we speak with you on air on the
officially.
Show. Officially, as in your capacity as our police commissioner. But if looking back, what would you say was one of your proudest moments?
Well, I think, proudest moments. I think that possibly the work we've done around modernising the force, it's a bit of a collective thing more than a moment, because when I commenced in the chief's role, we were really struggling in terms of our police numbers. We had outdated equipment, outdated cars, outdated IT. You know, we were really sort of at a point where we really needed government investment in this. And so we have, over this 5 years, been able to modernise. We've got the opportunity now with the amount of police we now have to start to do more than just respond to calls for service. We can actually get back to really helping and supporting communities, which is really at the core of what good policing is about. And we're able to get out of the car now and be far more visible. Our officers can be on foot with the technologies they've got. They're not stuck back in the car. They're a lot safer for the equipment that they're wearing, and we're a lot more safer and accountable with body-worn cameras and the like. So we've entered a new era of bringing a modernised police force. So I think that's rather than a moment, I guess it's something that I'm proud that we've been able to achieve as a command and as a group in Victoria Police.
Now, we've got about a minute left, Graham. Is there, I won't call it a low,
but a moment you'd like to forget.
A moment that you'd like to forget, perhaps. And not that being a dickhead is not a criminal offence. I'll always remember that. I thought that was fantastic.
That was a rare moment of
it's a great line though. We've used it a lot.
Used it a lot. I love it.
I think, you know, when crimes occur in the community, I said this the other day to somebody, you feel it more. When you're chief commissioner, you sort of have this sort of feeling of responsibility, and when you see harm in the community, you think, gee, what could we have done? Could we have done things differently to prevent that? And you often have those sort of pangs and feelings when things like that happen, and when we have members injured or worse. Similarly, you have those feelings, feelings of being responsible in a way, and so that sort of thing always sits on your shoulders when you're in this role. So I think that they are always sort of the worst days for me. But it's certainly a privilege to do this job. We've only had 22 police commissioners over 166 years.
Yeah.
So
wow.
You know, with the privilege to have to be able to lead the force, and we're modernising, we're learning, we're growing every year. Thanks to the efforts of our people. So, you know, it's never lost on me that it is a real honour. Yeah. And certainly for the community that you reach out to every weekend in your work, you know, I've got Victoria Police nearly 4,000. I reckon we've even got more than that, but 4,000 members of that community in the police force. And so we've been able to do a lot internally as well at improving their conditions and making them feel more comfortable and confident at work. And certainly I've been appreciative of the opportunity to come on your program and talk to the broader community about issues that confront them and confront us, and hope that that positive relationship can continue to grow in the future, and I'm sure it will not be shame.
We will.
Thank you so much, Graham. Thank you so much.
We're actually out of time, Graham. I want to really quickly thank you. Don't be a stranger. We want to talk to you after you've retired. And Mrs. Ashton, look out. Barbecue number 13, I reckon, has already been bought. It just hasn't been delivered yet.
All right. You make those biscuits, mate, and I'll
all right. You're on. We'll have a coffee. I'll bring the shortbread. You pay for the coffee. There you go.
Done deal. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Graham.
Thank you so much, Graham.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.